engineer. STEM, it's complicated. Art, simple. When my brain is like, and I don't know why, and I think it's because my brain doesn't want to critically think about anything because it just hurts my brain. Not hurts my brain, it just pisses me off because I'm not the person that made this phone. I don't know all of these things. The only reason you know a lot of the things that you go into is because you've done it. Mm-hmm. So, but critically thinking,
to be fair, the basis to of be fair, the yeah, just to be fair, I also love to learn.
That's
another thing. I love learning.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I generally just,
I like learning things when I can actually learn them.
I like playing, like, I don't know. I always liked figuring out how things work. I always did. I used to break my controllers when I was younger just to see, like, what plugged into what and what turned it on and X, Y, and Z. I always like doing that. I always like tearing my computers apart. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was a destructive kid. I was destructive. I used to, like, destroy everything. But it wasn't. My parents used to think I was just destructive just because I was destructive. But I would genuinely like to see how things work. I would literally break pencils, and then that's how I figured out that there was lead throughout the entire pencil. Mm-hmm. Like, I would always do stuff. I would always tear my mechanical pencils apart to see how a mechanical pencil worked. I've always been like that. When my phone broke, I tore my phone apart to see, like, how I could fix it and X, Y, and Z. I always loved figuring that stuff out. Like, my car, I always loved. That's why, like, whenever Bryce comes over or anything like that, I always watch him do it or try and figure out what's going on because I've always just loved. My grandpa was a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always liked learning everything so I could be a jack of all trades. So I could be able to just do everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've always, like, and I don't give up on certain problems just because it just be interesting. Like, I was coding for like 6 hours today because I was genuinely trying to figure out what's wrong. Because mm-hmm. my code, it outputted the right thing, but it didn't have the right format, which was dumb. But it outputted the right thing. So I genuinely wanted to figure out, like, what's wrong? Like, what's going on? I'm going to go talk to him tomorrow. I got a 74 on it, but he has to grade some extra points. There's automatic grade, so I got a 74 out of 80. But I love critically thinking. And that's why I wanted to be an engineer. But I don't know. I've always loved, like, designing websites. I've always loved pushing things to the limit.
I've always been that type of person that has the ideas but wants somebody else to do them. And I've realized that. I'm literally the business owner. I've never been the person that's like, and I think that's why my mindset's the way it is. I've never been the person that's like, yeah, let me figure that out so I can do it. Huh? We're recording? Mm-hmm. Oh. yeah, no, I've never been the person that was like, let me figure this out so I could do it myself. I've always been the person that's like, there's somebody that's already interested in this, learned about it, and knows how to do it, so they can do it.
Yeah,
I have
a business
certain owner. Traits in my body, or I have certain skills.
You're like the person, right? If you have a really great video game idea, right?
But exactly.
You don't want to.
I'm not trying to code. I'm not trying to do all that stuff. I just want to give the idea.
Have a really good video game idea. You're like, oh, like, I think that this video game should have this. This video game should have that. This video game should have this. This video game should have that. Like, all these things. I don't know how to do all these things, but I think that this will make a really good game. So then you could be like, you go talk to somebody that knows how to do that, and then they would be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be like, well, I can give you some money,
whatever. And the reason why I believe that is because even then, right, let's say I'm a YouTuber, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most YouTubers
have somebody that do their, yeah.
They do it on their own, but after a certain point where they need more time or they want to just give their ideas, they have somebody to do that.
They get somebody.
Millionaires.
Thumbnails.
Elon Musk is not doing everything by himself.
Yeah, well, low-key, Elon Musk is kind of smart.
Yeah, Elon Musk is very smart.
He's like Jeff Bezos or something.
He's very smart. But there's
Elon Musk is kind of crazy.
There's definitely one thing that he's not doing by himself.
Maybe, yeah, but he's crazy.
He is very smart.
I understand what you're saying, though. Like,
yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg or
anybody that has Jeff Bezos
or Bill Gates or people like that. They don't. Bill Gates doesn't coach.
They're not. What I mean is they're not doing every single thing by themselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like being a jack of all trades is a really good thing because you know you have the ability to help when needed and you have the ability to have problem solving skills. But I think that again, it's not that I think it's a problem. I think that people that are jack of all trades are really good. I think that people that can critically think are really good. I'm just not the type of person that wants to do it. My brain just literally just doesn't want to do it.
I mean, I feel like there's two things. I feel like there's a bad side, but I also feel like there's a good side. Because if you're a type of person that wants to, like, how can I say this?
If you own a business, you're not going to be doing everything.
Yeah, no, you're not. But so I feel like
blank, even
I
if you do like, get those traits and skills,
I feel like being a jack of all trades comes from like a point of learning. Like it's just like you want to learn. Like at that point, like sometimes when you get,
I want to learn. I just don't want to learn. Like I want to learn how to fix this computer. Mm-hmm. I don't want to learn how to completely rebuild the computer.
Computer.
But that's how most people are. They're like, you need to learn how to do this.
I don't think you need to learn how to do it. But I definitely love doing it. I love taking things apart. I always did. I don't know why, man. I love destroying things.
I like doing that stuff.
I love destroying things. Like your PS4.
I've never been able to fix it back.
Whenever your PS4 was, whenever it was heating up or whatever, and I fixed it that one time. I love doing that. Like, I love just, I'm also tech. I love tech. So I love, like, I'm the type of person, whenever I get in the car, right? You look, I didn't do it in your car. But when I get in the car, I push every button to see what every button does. To see what this button correlates with this button, to see what happens if I click these two buttons at the same time. No. I am that person. Like if it's like, oh yeah, this screen cuts on if I click this button, but this screen also cuts on if I click this button, I click them at the same time, and then maybe it does something cool, like splits the screens or something like that. Like that's how I am. Like I like pushing things to the limit, just like the car I want, the Equinox. It has like a whole bunch of just stuff in it that I just wanna get in that car and just push every button. I've always been a person that always loved pushing every button. So, but I get it though. I get it. Like being a business owner, you're typically not doing that. You spit out an idea. It's like a business meeting.
Everybody else has different traits and skills.
You're sitting at the end of the table. You're like, I think that this is a good idea. Make it happen. It's like, but there's some people that can't give ideas like that. Some people generally can't just be for example, a game like PlanetSide, but I think that there should be a Call of Duty version of PlanetSide, mm-hmm. like wherever it has the same mechanics, it's like maybe BO4 or BO3 or something like that, wherever it's more of a flowy type game, like, or whatever the case may be. And then all you got to do is make the game. I don't know how to do it. But I know somebody can, or a group of somebody's can.
Yep.
So, like, I get what you're saying, though, because that's definitely, like, because, I mean, thinking about all that would be really, really hard. Like, it's really easy to think about
playing it. I think that's why my brain went there, is because I was like, okay, I want to be a YouTuber. Let's just say YouTube, right? Uh-huh. I want to create ideas. Okay, well, I got to make a video. Okay, well, I go through the whole process of making a video. Something goes wrong. Complete video gets discarded. Not gonna make a whole new video. Yeah. Editing messes up. All of these things. And I'm like, but I know for a fact there's somebody that can edit well. My brain just goes from, why am I focusing on something that I'm not good at? And that's where my brain goes. Why am I focusing on something that I know for a fact that I'm not good at? Mm-hmm. I could be focusing on the things that I am good at. See, and I can allow the people that are good at these things to do it.
There's two things. I feel like you should always give it a shot for like at least a month or two or something like that. Just to see if you actually can get good at it. Because there's some, like, for example, what is it? Coding. I can't do it. The complex coding, whatever, it's like pointers and this and that. I tried. I can't do it. Like, it's just not in my blood. That's mm-hmm. just not, that's not me. But when it comes to circuits and stuff like that, that's me. I love circuits. I love voltages. I love that's current. That's
exactly what Lockheed Martin did. They allowed you to go through all of the processes and see what you were good at so that they can put you in a spot where you were good at.
I love that type of stuff.
But they weren't going to force you into coding. Know that you suck at, I mean, know that you're bad at coding. Like, they know you're bad at coding and be like, nah, we need you to learn coding. And if you don't learn coding, you can't work for Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, no, I can't. I genuinely can't. Now, I do know some people at Lockheed Martin that can do everything. They just go jump teams.
Yeah, but I think those people are usually there for a really long time.
Bro, those people are just built
different. Like, I don't know why. My brain refuses to believe there are people in this world that can go to something without any education or being able to see that thing happen and just know it.
Bro,
I can't
comprehend it either. But bro, I'm telling you, bro, this guy, bro,
like, I believe there might be some.
Bro, I don't know if I like no one maybe I don't know like 100% because like he will in here's the worst problem. Here's the biggest problem. He'll be like, this teacher isn't teaching me anything. Like, I don't know anything about what's going on. Walks in, takes the test, gets a 100 on it, and then he'll walk out and be like, I didn't learn anything from him.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Bro, it's so...
We're recording, right?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to AWG. Episode 3.
Yeah, we're gonna...
let's just do the intro.
Yeah, so... Let's go ahead. By the way, that conversation that we had, it's a little bit different. This is the daily conversations that we had. I kind of started recording a little early just so to include that, to show y'all our conversations. And we're basically going to be making more podcasts like that as well, that have just us having general discussions about things. His point was that there's simple things and there is non-simple things. And
the simple and there's complicated
things. There's simple and there's complicated things. And his point makes a lot of sense, that simple things are something that everybody can understand and that it's really easy to grasp. It's like 5 steps and you don't have to do... I don't have to do step 6 to figure out step 5. Right, that's simple. If I look at a red apple, that's a red apple. There's nothing you can question about it. You can't get confused. It's a red apple. But when it comes to an electrical engineering problem or fixing a computer, that's complicated. However, it's simple to some people, but it's not simple overall. It's not relatively simple, which we came to that conclusion. But he was right. There are two types of things. It's either simple or it's complicated. And what makes something complicated is, for example, electrical engineering can be simple to some people, but it is overall complicated. It's not something that is relatively simple. An apple being a color is relatively simple. A computer being black, well, not all computers are black, but my computer's black, that's relatively simple. Learning how to eat, that's relatively simple. Put food in your mouth, relatively simple. Like, that's all there is to it.
Or like kickball.
Just kick the ball. Or putting Legos together. That's simple. You have an instruction manual, and it tells you, put this here, put this here.
And that's another thing, right? Where did instruction manuals go from? Because, when did they just go, hey, figure it out. Like you made this thing and now you just want me to randomly. Well, I get that. But I wanted to ask you a question.
What's up?
What is your understanding and opinion on the word learn and learning? What does your brain understand about the word learning? Like,
are you talking in the context of like, I'm learning electrical engineering?
Like,
or
when you hear learn, let me give you an example, right? When I hear learn, I don't hear learn. I hear I remember.
Well, you're saying learned.
Yes.
Okay, I remember.
As in you learned calculus, right? I don't think you've learned it. I think you remember it.
Okay.
I don't think anybody ever is smart. I think they just remember it.
I get what you're saying. Okay. I think there's two things there. I feel like Andrea remembers.
Mm-hmm.
I learn. Now, why I say that?
Okay.
This is no offense to you, Andrea. I love you. But why I say that is some people
definitely didn't have to call her out.
Some people will remember just to pass an exam. Just to pass it and then they forget it. But if you learn it, you can apply it to something you've never seen before because you understand the concept of what you learned. So, like, for example, in electrical engineering, I learned about convolution. Means that if I'm given the output of something, given any input output, then I can receive something back, right? So if I clap in a room, right, if I have something that can receive its output, I can get back its input, right? I understand that. Mm-hmm. I definitely might be butchering that, but I know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But essentially the example is if I clap and I have a room like this, like this stuff, mm-hmm. then I can get back to the clap. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but if it's something that's completely different, then I can apply that law of convolution somewhere else. However, if I just remembered it, mm-hmm. then I would remember it for that time being, pass the exam, and then move on.
Okay, I get what you're saying. But
so that's why I feel like if you learn something, you can apply it in multiple places that's not the same area.
Okay.
If you remember something, then if you see the exact same thing, you know how to do it.
I get with that. First thing I thought of when you were saying that is like, okay, well, what if you lose your memory? You still can, you've learned how to walk. Your mm-hmm. brain concepts understanding of walking.
No, but no,
when
no,
you lose your memory, but you can
that
still
doesn't,
walk.
That doesn't go to say that you don't remember. Remembering is still required to learn.
Yes.
But it doesn't take away remembering, but I'm saying that you can remember something without learning it. That's basically what I'm saying. You can remember something.
I don't think that's true.
No,
it's true, but it's not true in hindsight.
I'm saying that you can remember something without learning it. What I mean by is
yes.
I can remember how to get somewhere on my laptop, but I still don't know how my laptop gets there. That's basically what I'm saying. Like I could,
so
like,
I bring remember. That up because I get that, but I don't think that you can do that without, like, let's say I have perfect memory, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I have, what is it when you have let's say I have photographic memory, right? And let's say I went through the process of seeing how to fix my computer. Mm-hmm. If I don't forget that, I didn't learn it. I just didn't forget it. I remember how he did it, so I can do it.
Yes. But the thing is, if that happens again, mm-hmm. but it's a little more complex, well, you know how to fix it. That's what I mean by learning. So if it's something that, if it's near the same area mm-hmm. that happens, but a little something else happened, mm-hmm. if you learned the concept of your computer and you learned everything about what he did and why it worked, mm-hmm. then if something else gets added on, you're like, oh, this also probably malfunctioned. Let me go figure that out. That's what I mean by learned rather than remembered. Because if the same problem happens again, easy. That's why, remember when I said, like, if I get the same problem on an exam, mm-hmm. I know how to do it. But if I get a problem that's in the same area, mm-hmm. but it's not the same problem, but it's just in the same area, mm-hmm. I won't know how to do it. That's the difference between learning and remembering. Okay, but you have to remember to learn.
That's what I was
because
trying to get to.
You, yeah, you have to remember to learn because you still have to remember what you saw, but you have to have the learning aspect is the critical thinking of understanding what you saw. Because I can always remember how to change a tire, but if I don't know exactly how bolts turn or whatever the case may be, and I go buy the wrong bolt because I'm thinking that I could just go put any bolt on. It's automatically going to turn. I don't understand that there's a certain size bolt that I need. There's a certain way I need to tie it in X, Y, and Z. I just saw what I did last time. So let's say my bolt, like, for example, this scenario, right? The guy comes and fix it, right? Mm-hmm. I have all my bolts. But let's say one time a bolt fell off and I don't know anything about the bolt. I don't know anything. I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to get something that looks like it. No. Or I'm just going to get a tire that looks like.
I get that, but when I hear memory, my brain doesn't allow to say, oh, well, I don't know anything about the ball. How? You. So my question is, right, it's not you memorying something is not you not still being taught. Mm-hmm. Right. So just how you got taught calculus, mm-hmm. right? You learned it, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a person next to you that got taught the exact same that you got taught, and he just remembers it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, is that you're kind of putting it in the sense of this person doesn't know how any of this thing works because he hasn't been taught it. That's why he doesn't remember it. You have been taught it. So when you learned it, you remember it. That's how you know these concepts. That person can learn the exact same way you learn and know the exact same concept that you know, and he just remembered it better than you. If you see what I'm saying. Like, I get what you're saying.
Well, okay, so if you learned it, so if somebody, versus somebody just remembering it versus somebody learning it, mm-hmm. the more complex the problem gets, the person that remembered it won't get it.
But my question is, right, just how you learned it mm-hmm. is the same way that person memorized it. So how is that the case?
So think about it like this.
Because they didn't learn it. They just memorized it. They just remember, oh, this is how I fix the problem. I don't know how to fix the problem. I just know that that's how you're supposed to fix it.
So it's like, only when it comes to super complex. So it's like, if I need to solve an integral.
But even with math, you have to remember all those formulas. You have to remember how to place those formulas.
No, that's the thing. Okay, that is the one beautiful thing about math I do have to tell you about. Is if you understand math and you've learned things on a whole different level, you don't have to use the same formulas for all the problems. You don't have to. You can come up with your own formulas. Like, I'm serious. You can generally come up with your own formulas. You can move things around. You can manipulate things. Like, for example, right? I completely and utterly forgot about, what is that? The butterfly method? Mm-hmm. I completely, utterly forgot about that. I was doing it this really long way, and my friend Nick Schultz comes along, and he's like, dude, you can just do the butterfly method. I'm like, what? Because the professor didn't teach us that way. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you can do the butterfly method. But him understanding how the butterfly method works, mm-hmm. not just remembering the butterfly method, because I thought, I was like, oh, it's just this and you multiply, mm-hmm. done. But whenever you do that in the problem that I was doing, the fundamental of the butterfly method worked. But you're not using the exact butterfly method. You're using the laws of the butterfly method, and you're understanding how the butterfly method works, but you're not doing the exact same thing as the butterfly method. If I did the exact same thing as the butterfly method, the problem would have been wrong. But it was understanding how to manipulate the butterfly method. So it's understanding the math and the laws behind the butterfly method. So if I just see the butterfly method, see how it's done, and try to apply it to that problem,
yeah,
it wouldn't have worked. Because I did. I'm like, this isn't giving me the right answer. And he's like, well, you're not doing that exactly. You're using the law of it. And he was like, do you understand the butterfly method? I'm like, yeah, you just do this and this and that. He's like, well, yeah, but there's laws behind it. And all that type of stuff. Or like,
my brain only comes to the point where if you have memory, you're not going to forget those laws.
It's not. It's kind of.
If you have. We're talking about photographic memory.
It's not.
We're not just talking about.
It's not laws like as in. It's not laws as in like.
I'm talking about like suits.
I got you.
To where as soon as he understands understands something, he never forgets
it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's also because he's also a learner, too.
Regardless, like, he has a photographic memory.
Yeah, no, he.
So him having a photographic memory, my point is, no one's really smart. No one's really good at things. They just have a good memory. Like, my concept of math is not that I don't understand the math. I can understand 2 + 2 and this times this, and I can understand all. I understand the math and why the math works. But the formulas and how to keep going with the formulas, if I don't remember that, even if I learned it, I've learned it. I went through a process. Mm-hmm. I learned it. I took a test. I passed the test. Mm-hmm. But because I don't remember it, how am I supposed to do the same things that I don't remember? Learn is involved in memory. That's true.
No, yeah, yeah, no.
But
it's like, hold on. How can I say this? if there is a, it's like,
my question is, if there's two people, right? Mm-hmm. One person has learned, two people, right? Both of them learn the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. They've been taught the exact same way. Mm-hmm. One person learns it, understands the concept of it, and another person has photographic memory to every single thing they've just been taught. They don't forget. Mm-hmm. This person learns the concept, understands the concept, but forgets some things. So it takes them a little longer to do stuff. This person doesn't forget anything. So he's not going to forget how to do the things that he was still taught. Like, I think your concept is what you're bringing up is a person that is like, they don't have that knowledge. A person with photographic memory, if you give them that knowledge, they're not forgetting it.
It's not,
they're not
like,
going to forget the laws because they know
it. It's not, what I mean by laws is, it's not like this law does this specifically. It's like, oh, it's the complex thinking part of it. If I manipulate this, mm-hmm. the understanding of manipulating it.
Mm-hmm. But if that person was taught the same thing,
but you're not taught it. That's the thing. You're not taught it. I was never taught to manipulate it.
Then how do you learn?
It's the complex thinking of it. That's what it is.
So like when this dude just made up a random way how to do it by himself without even.
Yes.
That makes zero.
No, I'm so serious.
So you
telling
me?
I'm telling. Like,
no, hold on. Let me get them to understand this real quick.
Bro, I'm telling you.
You're telling me. This dude made up a random concept that he's heard. He has been brought a problem, right? Mm-hmm. And goes, I'm not going to do it the way they taught me. I'm going to go all the way back and bring up something that I don't even know could possibly work on something that I haven't been taught that could work.
Bro.
Just works.
Bro, one person. Okay, so one person did the butterfly method.
Mm-hmm.
One person did keep change flip. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And then another person, you remember reciprocals, right?
Yes.
He's like, oh yeah.
Question.
Uh-huh.
All of those things worked on it, so it's not a random. It's not random.
They worked.
They remembered how to do it, and it worked.
But it's
so
like,
it didn't. They didn't learn it. They just remembered it.
But it's not. They didn't. They didn't. It was the law behind the way the fractions were set up and all that type of stuff. Whenever you look at it, it's like the fundamental understanding of not just the process. Have you ever seen the proof for 2 + 2?
No, I don't.
I gotta show you that video.
My brain doesn't.
I gotta show you that video. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's like a whole whiteboard of work. It's crazy.
Of 2 + 2.
Yeah, I swear it's a whole process.
Okay, like, question.
It is nuts.
If I have photographic memory, I'm gonna remember all of it.
Bro, it is nuts. But understanding that, like, so the people that pass the exams, mm-hmm. I agree. That's good memory. Because it's typically a homework problem or something like that. Then yes, it is. But the places where the exams are scored the lowest and stuff like that, or is the problems whenever professors give you where you have to critically think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those problems, for example, we had this professor named Dr. Campo.
Mm-hmm.
He told us that you'll never be able to pass any of his exams. It's impossible. He makes it to where you can't. He can't pass his exams. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he can pass them, but you can't get 100.
Mm-hmm.
This one kid ended up getting 100.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he completely thought outside the box.
Question. You don't think somebody taught him to think outside the box beforehand? Or do you think he just randomly did it? My point is that no one does shit randomly. Like, you don't just randomly pop up and just go, I'm going to do the butterfly method. Like, that's
yes.
Just,
that, yes, that, bro. That, yes, bro. Because whenever I look.
If he didn't
whenever
taught
I,
the butterfly method beforehand, he wouldn't even know
no,
it.
But yes. No, no, no. I get what you're saying. If he was never taught it, yes. But it's like.
So he didn't.
It's like, but he doesn't use the butterfly method. He uses a version of the butterfly method that he came up with.
That's not how things work.
It is, bro. Because he's.
That's like saying, like, I'm going to play football, but I'm going to play a different concept of football that's not even made.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, when I witnessed this, bro.
My brain hurts.
Bro, I'm telling you, when I witnessed this, it was crazy. I'm sitting there. I'm like, the butterfly method does this. I'm telling you, I'm.
I believe that it happened. Puzzled. I just don't believe it's something that's random, or something he just came out with out of his ass.
He's just like, I'm like, the butterfly method exists to this, right? He's like, yeah. But if you understand this and this, I was like, that's not the butterfly method. He's like, it is. You just got to understand it. I was like, huh? But then I remembered it and did it on the exam. Did I understand it? No. So will I ever be able to recognize that or use that again?
That's like saying you can't eat an apple because you don't know every freaking component in the apple.
No. You can't.
Bro, I'm not fin- that's what I mean. That's what makes me upset, right? Let me ask you a question, right? Because I've been meaning to say this, right? So what do you think it takes to pass a class? Just give me prerequisites or things that
you pass,
can,
oh, to pass the
like,
class.
Like, just in general.
To pass the class is completely different.
No, I mean, this is a completely different concept. This is a different topic. What do you think it takes to just pass a class?
Remember.
Not even just remember. No, remember. Like,
that's it. That's it. If you can remember.
That's true. It's also taking the studying.
Okay.
I'm not. Let's take this memory thing out.
There's a lot.
What? That's okay. There's a lot, right?
There's a lot.
Okay, right?
There's a lot of ways to win.
That's just one class, right?
Yeah.
That's just one class, right? Yeah. They want us to do it for five classes. Right? No. Nobody want to hear me out because I'm crazy. One class you have to do. It's complicated, right? You got to do all this stuff. You got to study. You got to focus. You got to do your homework. You got to research by yourself. You got to take time to do it on your own. That's five different things. And there's probably six different more that you got to do to truly pass the class. I got to do that five different times while also going to work and paying bills.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. Low key, I feel like they don't realize that we got jobs. I swear they don't.
They don't care. No, I swear. But you know why that is? It's because their parents are supposed to be paying for our college.
That's true. But
the government doesn't care because.
But to be fair, like I swear, like professors just like.
No, they don't care. But they know they just don't care.
Oh, they don't care. Speaking of, I found out that there are some professors on. I don't know what it's called, but did you know that there's basically some professors that cannot get fired?
Yes, they're called lemons. It's called,
I heard the specific name, but
it starts with a T, and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but apparently.
They're called lemons, and what they do is they just bounce from college to high school, to college to high school.
Yeah, they can't get fired. They can't get fired, and they can also teach the course however they want to.
Yep.
And they have to have a PhD.
Yep.
And they have to. It starts with a T. They can't be an assistant professor. They have to be a professor.
No, it's in high school, too.
Yeah, so they can't get fired, right? Well, and I was like. And you know that? Remember that professor I was talking about? That sucks. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them.
I know. I used to make jokes at teachers. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're tenure.
Yes.
Yeah, tenure.
There we go.
Yeah, tenure. I didn't know any of that was true until I went into my communications class that I had, and they had shown me an entire video on tenure, and. It says, if a teacher can be easily fired, it's called tenure. Tenure provides security, usually after a probationary period, protecting teachers from being dismissed without just cause. If you suck at your job, that's a just cause. But,
I don't understand.
I was just thinking about that, and it just made me super upset because I'm like, bro, the amount of stuff on a daily... Don't do that, nigga. The amount of stuff on a daily... I thought somebody was behind me.
No.
The amount of stuff on a daily basis... That they're like, you just gotta do this. You just gotta do this. You study harder. Research more. Do more homework. Do you not know what I do when I go home?
I swear.
I got a dog to take care of. I got rent to pay. I gotta go to work. I got a house to clean. And I still gotta do 4 to 5 hours on your homework. Five different classes.
Yeah, no, that's the.
I got five different classes with five different homeworks. Like, what? This is making me so upset.
No,
because I genuinely don't understand. What do they think?
I'm an engineering major, bro.
I get you.
I don't even know how I thug it out, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? I don't know how the hell you be. I genuinely don't understand how y'all people do it. You got five different classes, five different homeworks, five different assignments, five different tests, while also going to work, while also. Paying attention to your dog while also paying bills. How?
No, the people, my grades, how? My grades are okay, but the people that do all of that and have 4.0s in my major, they're not real. They got to be robots.
My brain hurts. I don't even want to do this no more.
Like, they got to be robots.
We might as well just do this next week. They might as well just post for this.
They got to be robots.
But I got to tell you, Jules, we don't even have time.
However,
it's 10:30.
However, guys, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this.
I'm sorry, y'all. This is my fault. We're gonna take this episode 3 and
we're gonna
take this episode 3 and do it next week.
We're gonna take it next week. But however, I hope you guys enjoyed that random talk.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got upset. We were talking for a good hour before we got here because I was basically talking about how things are simple, and some things are simple, some things are complicated, and I feel like people overdo a lot of things, and they make, like, even with the concept, they make things harder than it need to be, and my brain is just like, no, it's just simple, but people make it hard.
Yeah.
And we had a whole
conversation, about that, but I hope we're gonna post this anyway. Yeah, well, I hope you guys enjoy this random episode. We're gonna call this episode, I don't know. We're gonna come up with a whole new series, and I'm just gonna put it on there.
Unfiltered talk.
Yes, unfiltered talk.
Unfiltered talk too.
Yeah. Other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. My brain hurts.
We're gonna be out, but I think we're gonna start doing this a little more often. Talks about random things.
We do this all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And it's usually me asking a question and him just like, bruh. But my brain works differently, bro. It does. My brain works differently than other people. I believe, like, let me tell y'all crazy.
See, here we go.
Let me tell y'all. See, here I go. Let me tell y'all crazy concept how my brain thinks, right? So if I stay after work later than I need to be, I need to get paid double. Why? Because it's not my fault I didn't get to do all that stuff. It depends on the job. But, like, if I'm staying later than I need to be because of something that wasn't my fault, I'm getting paid double.
Yeah, well,
I better come work for AWG because that's exactly what we're going to implement.
But, love you guys.
Yeah, we love y'all.
And we're out.